KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, man, it was one of the most fun Share Your Salaries we've ever done. It's why we ask you to call in, because we got to know opera singer Mike, who makes $30,000 a year.
Woo!
And that would be like a side gig, but he also sang Baby Got Back in his operatic voice, which I can retire now.
Yeah. That was so unexpected.
I don't need to hear anything else. But here we go. Let's do it again. We got Jessica from Bellevue on the phone. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, thanks for calling in, just so, you know, manager doesn't cancel the bit.
We appreciate you.
Hey, I'm fighting down the man every day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He comes knocking.
Yeah, no problem.
I love it. So from what I understand, from all we know, actually, is you're an assistant financer. Is that how you would say that?
No, I'm an assistant in a financial office. So I'm not the financial advisor. I help him with everything.
Okay. So you are an assistant to a financial advisor. That sounds awesome.
Yes.
I think we could all use some assistance with our finances. So I tell you what, let's put a minute on the clock and get to know you a little bit better. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song, you know, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make, myself, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And then you're going to share your salary in a couple minutes. Sound good?
Okay.
Perfect. I love it. All right, here we go. Jessica, the assistant to the financial advisor, 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, if you're ready, begin.
How long have you been the assistant to the financial advisor?
I've been there about a year.
Okay, do you and he get along pretty good, or is there any tension? Or he or her,
no,
I should say.
No, it's a guy, so we get along really well. That's actually part of the reason why the hiring process was so different, was because we work so close. There is no team. It's just me and him. There is nobody else in the office besides us.
How did you get the job?
My friend actually told me about it. She worked for another office and had been there for years. And I actually called in a while ago. I was the 911 dispatcher, and I switched jobs because I have a daughter at home. Mm-hmm. So it gives me more 8-4, Monday through Friday, rather than crazy hours.
I love it. Okay, so how rigorous was the interview process? How many different meetings did you guys have before he hired you?
I had two, one on the phone and one in person, and then I got my offer the next day or so.
Buzzer went off there, Gabe. You hear it?
I'm so annoyed.
Don't rage. Buzzer went off.
I'm about to quit.
Jessica, we love it that you called back. By the way, we ask everybody to do this. If you're in a job and you start a new job, we always want you to call in and kind of update us on your salary, because, you know, we're nosy like that. So, Jessica in Bellevue, you're awesome. All right, if you want to text your guest right now, if you're listening and you think you know, or maybe have a guess as to what Jessica is making as the assistant to a financial advisor, text it to 46150. By the way, put your name and where you live on that text. I'll use it as my guest. And if you can hang out, Jessica's going to share her salary in 3 minutes.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jessica. She lives in Bellevue.
Beautiful Bellevue.
So, you know, add 25K to those guesses for Share Your Salary. Come on now. Cost of living. Yeah. All right. So she is an assistant to a financial advisor. Gabe, what else did we just learn about beautiful Jessica in beautiful Bellevue?
She's been doing it for about a year. It's just her and her boss. She got the job before she was a 911 dispatcher. But she said now it's better because she has like an 8-4. And yeah, I was going to ask some more questions, but the buzzer cut me off, which is really upsetting. So we'll just not talk about it.
You'll be okay, though?
I think I'll be fine.
Survive to live another day. Okay.
I hope so.
Captain Ron, you were the closest to our last Share Your Salary, so you're up first.
Okay, so I think she took this job because she said of her kids, obviously. So I think that means she took a pay cut, but I think she still sees it more valuable because she can be with her kids. So I'm going to say 50 because she's only been there for a year as well.
I like where your head is at, Captain Ron. Gabe, you're up next. What do you think?
I think it has to be a little bit higher than that because based off of like what you would make as a 911 dispatcher and then, you know, now working like in finance, it's got to be like 62.
Okay, I think you're both saying a lot of smart things here. Dave and Captain Ron, I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with the text from Greg and Everett, though. And because it's Bellevue, I'll jack it up to 75. But I do think you're right, Captain Ron. I think she took a pay cut for flexible hours to be a good mom, too, and to balance out her hectic day.
No way.
But 75, because it's Bellevue. Financial advisor just peeling off them dollar bills.
Bellevue, baby.
All right. So our guesses are 50, 62, and 75. But obviously, Jessica, we don't know. So it's time to end the conversation and for you to share your salary.
What is the number?
So my salary or my hourly puts me at 53, but my bonuses put me around 65.
Heck!
So I don't know which one wins.
It's 65.
I think salary.
Yeah.
No, we always count the total amount.
He's just goofing with you. You know, you're already kind of worked up about the buzzer.
I'm really worked up.
Remember, you're mad at the buzzer, not me.
Yes,
I know, and someone called me Gail today.
Oh, geez. There we go. That put it over the top. Yeah. Hey, have you learned anything about how to manage your own money and to, you know, approach finances from this new job, Jessica?
Oh, so much. So I've always been kind of money, like my dad taught me that. But being 30, like I think I know, but I don't know. And this job taught me so much about like retirement and how to plan for it. So I've been that annoying friend who's like, hey guys, do you have a retirement account? Like if you don't have one, you should probably get one because like a dollar today is better than $5 tomorrow. So yeah, definitely learned a lot and made my like better future. Or made my future better, like, just based on what I can save today versus what I would have saved in 5 years. Oh.
Do you have a finance degree, or are you mainly doing clerical work for this financial guy?
So I actually don't have a finance degree, and one's not needed. Okay. So you can graduate high school and do this.
I'm wondering what you guys would think of my financial plan, which is to max out all your credit cards and buy stuff you can't afford. Is that a solid financial plan for the future?
I feel like my boss might go, you need to either get out of my office now or you definitely need to come back again tomorrow.
Hey, the nice thing about being broke or in debt is you don't have to hire financial advisors because there's nothing to advise.
Yeah. That's true.
You know.
Very true.
Well, congratulations, Jessica, on a great new gig with a little more flexible time for your daughter. And, you know, learning how to manage money is a very important thing. And you're awesome. And that's cool that you get to do that now, too.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for letting me call in.
Do you miss the wacky 911 calls, though? Like,
yeah,
they forgot
imagine.
My french fries at Arby's. Get over here.
I do miss the value of the work. Saving someone's life or, like, delivering a baby, that kind of thing, is nothing compares to that ever. So I just couldn't handle the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So
I
just couldn't handle the hours with a young kid. So
Jessica, we love you. Thanks for calling back for Share Your Salary, which we encourage everybody to do. If they change jobs or get a big raise or something happens to you, let us know. But we love you, Jessica. Have a great day and an even better weekend. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. You guys too.